This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Wow, what started off as a dream has become a reality. Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to try to present a lot of Mishnayos with pictures and cartoons. It's amazing that you could use the many pictures that are found online to help illustrate Torah and Mitzvahs. The Living Mishnah today, presented by me, Maimon Elbaz, was established as Zichus for my father-in-law, Mr. Henry Salem, Aaron ben Shmuel of Ashalom, and my father, Avi Meiri, Reb Avram ben Esther, Zichrono Lebracha. Today, Mishnah 774 is dedicated. It should be a zchus for my grandson, Gavriel Rafal ben Esther Devorah Sheyicha, that he should be well. And Baruch Shem Pesayim Hashem, may everyone be benched with Gesund and Starkheit. Chaim Lax is a sponsor of today's class. It should be a shir zchus for Shendel Basmam Frimid and Kalman ben Chaim, Aleihem Shalom, his beautiful parents. The Mishnah today is in Seder Moed, Mesachta Eirvin, Perach Hey Mishnah Aleph. And the discussion is how to determine the tchum around a city. We know on Shabbos we're not allowed to do the 39 melachos of work, and also we're not allowed to leave the city limits. You can't go 2,000 amos out of a city, which is approximately 3,000 feet. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ketzad me'abrin es ha'arim? How in the world do we measure a city? Cities are not like a circle or a box. They're jagged. They have parts that are going in, parts that are going out. Well, how do you figure it out? So this is the question of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to come up with a chiddush. Bayis nichnas, bayis yotze. If you have one house that's inward in the boundary, other ones sticking out. Pugim nichnas, pugim yotze. So let's say in the city that you have turrets. Turrets are these castle-like protrusions of bricks, so it's sticking out. Do you measure from inside or from the bulge? Hayusham gedudiot givot asara tfachim, or if you had broken walls that were 10 tfachim tall, or if there are bridges or monuments made in a cemetery, which is usually outside the city. So if there's a house there, a base dira, like for a guard, says the Mishnah, u'gisharim u'nefashos sheyesh behen base dira. If you have fancy, you have these bridges, or you have this, what's it called? Maliseum, something like that, which is like a monument over a grave. So if there's a place where people can stay there, motzina samida kinegdan, we should stretch out the measurement, the rope of 2,000 amos, opposite these. So you'll basically make like a mark around, in like a circle around the whole area. And then you'll make a square around it. In other words, you basically frame the area, then you make a perfect square around it. And then you have 2,000 amos from that rectangle or that square. So you really benefit that you actually have more space, because it comes out that it's not only 2,000 amos from the city, it's even more, because the corners are actually counted as part of the city. So the Mishnah tells us you actually get more than 2,000 amos. I know in Camp Aguda, where I spent many summers, there was a waterfall about 20 minutes away from my bungalow. And a lot of times I wanted to take guests to see the beautiful waterfall, Niflo Sabore, the wonders of Hashem, and it's so relaxing. But then someone told me that I'm not allowed to go there on Shabbos because it was outside the Tchum. I asked Rabbi Belsky if it's so. He took out a plastic map. It was like a glass with a map in it, and he showed me where the 2,000 amos is, and it was taka outside the Tchum. I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked. I even went and like started walking with my footsteps to count 3,000 steps to see if I was out of it. And I realized that it was out. Okay, please be part of our wonderful program. Shabbat shalom for us all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.